October may have shown a slight uptick in Metro Vancouver home sales since September's dismal activity, but the latest statistics from the Real Estate Board of Greater Vancouver show that transactions dropped again November. There were 1,608 residential sales on the MLS in the region in November, which is a 42.5% drop from the 2,795 sales in November 2017, and an 18.2% decline in 1 month since October. The total was also 34.7% below the 10-year average for November home sales, making it the slowest November activity since 2008, when the last recession hit. Story continues below. With the market cooling, many potential sellers are sitting on the sidelines. The number of new listings in November dropped 15.8% compared with November 2017 and a 29% compared with October 2018, at just 3,461 new home listings. With sales so slow last month, the number of homes for sale as of the end of November totaled 12,307, which is 40.7% more than November 2017 and a 5.2% decrease compared with October 2018. Phil Moore, REBGV president, said, "Home buyers have been taking a wait-and-see approach for most of 2018. This has allowed the number of homes available for sale in the region to return to more typical historical levels. This activity is helping home prices edge down, across all property types, from the record highs we've experienced over the last year. Metro Vancouver real estate is now sitting firmly in a balanced market. For all property types, the sales-to-active listings ratio for November 2018 is 13.1%, a balanced market is between 12 and 20% for a sustained period. Breaking this down by property type, the ratio is 8.9% for detached homes, firmly in a buyer's market, 14.7% for townhomes and 17.6% for condos, both balanced markets. This compares with October's ratio, where condos temporarily crept back into seller's market territory. The composite benchmark price for all home types in Metro Vancouver stood at $1,042,100 as of the end of November. This is 1.4% lower than November 2017 and 1.9% less than October 2018. Home prices have declined between 4 and 7% over the last 6 months depending on property type. We'll watch conditions in the first quarter of 2019 to see if home buyer demand picks up ahead of the traditionally more active spring market, added Moore. Sales and prices by property type and area. Detached houses continued to see the steepest price declines. There were 516 single-family home sales in November, a 38.6% decrease from the 841 detached sales recorded in November 2017. The benchmark price for a detached home in the region stands at $1,500,100, which is a year-over-year decrease of 6.5% and a 1.6% drop since October 2018. The areas with the sharpest price drops in the detached sector continue to be West Vancouver, where single-family benchmark prices are down 13% year-over-year, and Vancouver West, down 10.3%, with both those annual decreases increasing from 1 month previously. House prices in Maple Ridge, Pitt Meadows, Sunshine Coast and Bowen Island remain above that of a year ago, with the Sunshine Coast's detached prices leading, up 3%. Sales of attached homes such as townhouses, duplexes and row homes totaled 282 last month, a 36.8% decrease compared with November 2017 and 18% lower than October's total. The price of a typical attached home is now $818,500, which is off 1.3% from October's price but still 2.6% higher than November 2017. Only Vancouver West, Vancouver East and Sawa Sen saw lower benchmark townhome prices last month compared with 1 year previously. The highest price jumps in this sector were seen in Pitt Meadows, where townhomes are up 11.8% since November 2017. Condo sales dipped dramatically in November, totaling just 810, which is a 46.3% decrease compared with November 2017 and a 17.7% drop from October. The benchmark price of a condo is $667,800, which is 2.3% higher than November 2017 but a 2.3% decrease compared with October 2018. Vancouver West and North Vancouver were the two areas to see year-over-year price declines in the condo sector, down 3.6% and 0.2% respectively. New Westminster condo prices are still going strong, up 10.8% compared with the same month last year. Home prices vary widely in different areas throughout the region. To get a good idea of home prices in a specific location and by property type, check the detailed MLS Home Price Index in the full REBGV stats package.